You ready?
I think I might laugh too much. Oh my God. Okay.
Get all the laughs
Oh God, are you being serious? It makes me nervous. Okay.
It's not serious. It's not serious. It's...
Okay, but okay.
Let's, okay. We're live. We're gonna start by laughing because Bree is a great friend of mine. And this is the episode of What You Learned This Week. I don't know what number. We've done quite a few already. Where it's the bi-weekly episode of the learning experience where it's more free-flowing, almost no editing. And sometimes guests come on, we talk about what we learned this week. Sometimes it's just me. And today I have my lovely amiga Brie, living in Belgium but from the Bahamas, has her own podcast called the Mercury Podcast. Brie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be on this podcast. We've tried to do this, but with schedules, we got a bit busy. So I'm happy to be able to be closing out this season. It's good to be
Whoa.
here.
Announcing that before anybody else do.
What?
Yeah,
Sorry.
so a little announcement. Basically, Brie was too excited to share that.
Wow.
Nah. So, as many people who have been listening to this podcast learning experience for quite a while, I've been doing it for almost a year. The first three episodes were released November last year, and the goal was to do 24 episodes within the year because that would be one every 2 weeks, and we've almost reached. We actually, this is probably episode 30, so I went way beyond. Had so many amazing conversations, and that's why at this point, I just want to take a little break. So I'm super grateful to have Brie to close off the season one of the learning experience with me. We're gonna
Yes,
have a very insightful conversation
I
because
am.
she's doing cool things.
I'm excited and very well-deserved break, I must add. You've put in a lot of
Thank you so much.
work, so thank you for that. So yes.
Yeah, great to have you on. And yeah, we're going to talk about what we learned this week and also what we have learned in general over this past strange time, right? Because you've been doing some cool personal development project. And actually, just give me a brief overview of that thing that we talked about. So posting on Instagram daily of like what you learn every day almost.
Right. So how did it start? So I know everyone posts Instagram stories. So I saw that the attention was there. You know, people post a ranges of things like quotes, you know, things that they're learning. And I just woke up one day and I said, I cannot sit. Actually, it started by a mentor telling me, because I was feeling really down. I was like, I just don't know how to get things out. And it's because right now my fields of work requires me to be a little bit more serious. Like I don't get to self-express as much. So I'm now finding different channels to do that. And I found out that when she said to me, but Brie, I think you've been sitting on your own voice. And that was very powerful because I said, yeah, this is true because I have a lot to say. And I have these conversations with friends and people that I meet, but I don't really put it on a platform, you know, and I always wanted to, but that was kind of like the turning point for me to start. So I woke up and I said, you know what, I'm going to challenge myself. I think I started at day 154, counting down the days of 2020, not because we all want it to be over, but because it just kept me accountable to share my thoughts every single day with the people that follow me on Instagram. And also to like feel that you don't have to reach like 500 and 1,000 people. I think a lot of people feel like in order for you to start a project, you need to have a big outreach. And even coming from a communication background, like it's important to like know your audience and to get people. But at the same time, sometimes it's fine if you just have 20 people that watch your story or 20 people that listen to my podcast. You know, like I have more people following me on Instagram, but so my story number is higher, but like sometimes you don't get those numbers. But if one person watches or responds and says, oh my God, I needed to hear that, that's enough for me. And so that's why I started with this numbering thing. So I number each day. And then it's also a reminder that our days are numbered. So you can't really take any day for granted. I know we say that, but that's what I live by because I've experienced some things before that has made me see that, like, in real time, that your life could literally change in a day. So that I wanted to remind people of. And I think I might even do this next year. Like, just keep counting the days so people could remember, like, okay, what am I doing with today? What am I doing now?
Yeah. And that's why I thought it was such a perfect way to wrap up the season of the learning experience with you, because you're doing something where you're reflecting on every day. Mm-hmm. And that's super important. Being able to, well, one, it brings you more into the present moment, which is about appreciating life. And also you're talking about this whole year where people may be feeling different emotions and just seeing what you can take away from every day, right?
Mm-hmm. 100%. It is.
So what sparked this? And also, what does a typical post look like, actually?
Okay, so if you feel like looking at it, since it's a public account, yeah, so you can follow me at The Life of Bree, and that's Bree with 5 E's. I just felt like it was more expressive to just draw out my nickname. So each post has a quote, but it's a quote I come up with. So it's something I'm feeling that day or something I thought about the day before. It's just really in the moment. And so it will have a picture of, I like a lot of skylights. So it could be in the morning. It can be like at nighttime. It's always, if you look at my feed, it's always relating to the sky, because I feel like, and I'm not by the ocean right now, but sunsets and sunrises, or when the moon is out, and I'm situated really in a really beautiful space where I am able to see the stars and the moon and the sky. And right now in Belgium, the weather has been amazing since the lockdown. So there's a lot of blue skies and stuff, which is surprising because when I first came, it was like
Belgium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I first came, it was raining. Then when the lockdown happened, it was just miraculously, it was just sunny the whole time. So I play with a lot of skies and just nature because I feel more peace with that. You know, I feel when I look up at the sky, I'm reminded of how small I am, in a good way though. Not that I'm not significant, but that, like, my problems, they are valid and I have to experience them, but it's not as big. Like, the world is bigger. There are other opportunities than caring about what your boss said or what a friend said to you, or how you're no longer friends with someone in the past, or how your day went. So when I look up at the sky, it reminds me of that and just being present in that moment. So my post will look like that, with quotes attached to it or videos of me. And most of my posts are very close up because I just love to, like, interact with people. They're not very edited. You know, I don't like to really, like, put so much of a filter on, to just show people that, like, you know, I'm human, you're human. I even posted, I think, 2 pictures of me, like, crying a bit, not crying on Instagram, but with tears, because that's what I was feeling that day. And it's not to get attention, but just to show, like, okay, I think it's more so posting content that you don't see. I want to push back against the whole, oh, I look so great. Oh, I'm in Dubai, I'm in Paris, I'm in London. I travel. You wouldn't see that from my feed because I don't want to, like, focus on that. I want to focus on, like, what I feel in that moment.
Your feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's.
Why do you think that's important?
I think it's important because we need to be a bit more responsible with the messages we want to feel. And what I mean by that is we blame social media for, like, oh, social media is making me feel depressed. Social media is because of the images that you're seeing, right? But why don't people say, okay, I'm going to post, like, I'm having a bad day, or I'm feeling sad. I miss my parents. I miss my family. Like, I'm tired of missing people. I think I made a post saying, like, I'm really tired of missing people. I'm tired of these, like, restrictions, you know, like, or I really felt broken these past 10 days because no one's saying that. So I try to fill a gap where people aren't really saying. And then the response is people come privately and say to me, this is what I needed to hear. Oh, I understand. And they would share a little bit of their stories, like when they direct message me. But you'll never see that on their feed. You just see people going out having the time of their lives, which is fine. I'm all for enjoyment, but sometimes we have to break it. And I just feel kind of, I just feel like I have this responsibility to do that for people, you know, even if it's the 400 followers I have, like at least for them, you know?
I love it.
So yeah,
that's why it's so cool, I think, because these little stories that you're doing every day, they're very impactful, and especially since you're putting half your face across the screen, it definitely stops people to make them think, you know. Well, I mean, apart from that good design, the fact that you're being much more real than most people is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to hop into one little topic, which I finished reading a book recently called Emotional Agility.
Mm-hmm.
And that is totally a part of this, which, have you heard of this book?
No, I haven't. So tell me, I'm always looking for new books.
It's very cool. Basically, emotional agility is, maybe I'll butcher it and somebody will be like, "You, that's not it at all." But from what I understood.
Oscar's version.
It's like self-awareness and understanding how your emotions can build up and how you can release them and the importance of that. So, because oftentimes when emotions go unexpressed, they'll be like, they'll create this tension in the body, which can manifest in stress in other ways. And emotional agility is just being able to create that awareness of mm-hmm. when that may be happening. And then learning how to take care of that, which can be, even as simple as sleeping more or also doing breath work. Like I recorded an episode a couple of weeks ago, which is a really great way because actually breath work really helps you to connect with your body, because breath is something that is very like taken for granted. But when you mm-hmm. actually breathe deeply, it really just activates all your cells because they're getting more oxygen than usual.
It does. And that reminds me of something that had happened, and I felt the pain all through my body. You know when you've just like something happens and you're just kind of like you've had it up to here with something and you're trying your best, or you're just whatever the situation might be. And for the first time, and I talk about this in my podcast about listening to your body. So when it happened to me, I understood it, but now I'm connecting this emotional agility to what had happened to me and then proceeding to do something else to help me combat it. But like everything swelled up in me. It wasn't anger, it was just pain. It was just like feeling sad or like wanting a situation to change. And I felt the pain all in my shoulders, and like from my shoulders to like my neck to my waist was just pain. And I never experienced that in my life. Like, I mean, probably have, but not to that degree from which I remember. And it's just amazing.
What was that from? What was that from?
I think it was from a lot of different things. Adapting to a new environment, a new job, being in the pandemic, not feeling stuck because I cannot see my family. They cannot come here because of restrictions. I cannot see certain friends because of restrictions and just my schedule. Like, you know, I just felt like my whole body felt stuck, and it was just a build up of everything. And I did cry to let it out, but my body had taken it on. It was a different kind of cry. Like I'm a believer in cry. Hello, everybody. It's good to get it out. But this one was different. My body actually took it on. And that's when I knew I had to do something. I don't know what I did after. I spoke to my family after, and that helped to calm me down, but it's good to know these different tools.
100%.
That you could, and I need to get more into it because I only know some, like deep breathing, but there are so many different levels you can get to so that you have something, because we feel like we don't have control, but we can use these things like breath work and different mechanisms to like just bring us back to earth, you know, because it feels... It could be a lot. Life can get a lot, but you have to find a way to navigate that.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, what's pretty interesting and cool for you is that you allowed yourself to cry, because a lot of people, especially guys, if that builds up and the feeling of wanting to cry maybe comes up as well, but we don't allow ourselves as easily, then that will manifest itself in a different way. Like instead of crying, letting it out like that, it could become something else, like burning out or getting sick, and that can happen.
Yeah, it's so connected to your health. Like we were talking about earlier, how your health can just, you know, a lot of things come from stress, and it's subconscious. I mean, you're the psychology expert, but you know, that's, you know, it's subconscious. So sometimes you don't even know. And that's what fascinates me, because you can feel fine, like in the present moment, but your body, and I speak about this in the podcast, how I just needed to sleep. I was sleeping like insane hours, not just like a 2 hour nap or a 3 hour nap. I was sleeping like for 6 hours. Yes, because my body needed to process what had happened before, the transition, like the journey to getting to where I am now. Like there was a lot going on, highs and lows, but because sometimes you can be positive and be fine and feel supported by your friends and family, but your body keeps score. And I need to read the book. I've looked at some research on it about the body keeping score, but I want to dive a little bit deeper because my body hadn't forgotten. I thought I forgot. But my body was like, you need to sleep more. I fought it. And I said, no, like, I'm going to just push past this. I thought I had low iron, like something was wrong, but it was just my body needing to sleep. And that's just a matter of listening to your body, which we don't do enough, I feel.
100%. And I love this lesson a lot. And for anybody that is listening, I think that's a great reminder just to either connect with people, like connect with what's important in life, because that can bring back that sense of balance, but also tapping into, your emotion, maybe just sitting still to see what comes up, being able to release those emotions more every day. And especially in times that are weird, like these days, or especially the summer.
Yeah, 100%. It's just being...
That's exactly it. And I don't want to make this episode too long, but I do love hearing your stories, Bree.
I don't even know how long we've been talking. It's probably not a good thing, because then I'll, keep going on. But it's such a pleasure to do this. And whoever's listening, I would just say, take your time, listen to your body, and do what's best for you. Because your journey is different from anybody else. And whatever you need to do, like just do it, and be kind. Don't be mean. We could be so mean to ourselves, like be kind to yourself, and eventually everything will fall into place. It takes some time, but it does.
Self-love is a habit that can be built. This is why I post about that, but also why I have this event. Check out my website for that, where basically bring people together to breathe and then physically just say I love myself, because like anything, it's a fucking habit, and you got to do it multiple times, even though that's why people do go to retreats, because they've built up stuff over the years or the months, and then that's like a great way to release it. But why not make it something more regular, right?
It has to be regular, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Bree, what's something you would have people take action on after listening to this episode? What's something that you think people
like
should do more?
Like a little challenge?
Or just, what should they do with this information?
Okay, beautiful listeners, whoever you are. from this episode, I'd like for everyone to just find some time to just do something for you. I know that sounds very simple, but you have to create like your own space, because you're interacting with people all the time and you have to preserve your own energy. So if that is reading for 10 minutes or just listening to music for a long time or taking an extra long shower, it's in those little things, like a day, to just care for yourself. And then be careful about what you're saying to yourself, like, oh, I'm so... I'm not good enough. Like, try to speak to yourself as you would a friend, because we love our friends and our families and we wouldn't say mean things to them. So don't say mean things to yourself.
I love that. Amazing, amazing. That's why I wanted to bring you on for this last episode of season one of The Learning Experience, so we could end it with lots of self-love. Talk about why humans and us, you listener, are amazing. And yeah, that concludes season one. We'll probably be taking a break for a couple months just to do some self-love, actually. Yeah, take it easy before the end of the year.
And recharge. Very important.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Bree. She's also got a podcast, the Mercury Podcast. Now you got people to keep you accountable. They'll be looking forward to it.
Yes. Wonderful. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And everybody who's not part of Trainers Forum as well, for more learning and awesome experiences, go check that out on Facebook and LinkedIn and the website, which is trainersforum.org. Have an amazing day.